You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey, Selfish Babes, welcome to part two of my interview with Fabiana Ferrarini of the Queen Warriors Fitness Program. If you are just now tuning in and you have not listened to part one, make sure to scroll back a couple episodes and listen to that one before this one. Let's get into it. Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast.
And they were in-person boot camps?
Yes.
Okay. When did you say, okay, I want to take everything online and maybe not do as many in-person?
Girl, it was a journey. And one thing that I always like to emphasize when it comes to like entrepreneurship is that there's going to be a lot of failures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everybody's so big and always watching your highlight and you know what I mean? Where you at the top of the mountain. And it's just like, no. It took a lot to get here. You know what I mean? Like we dealt with a lot of like, you know, launching things that fail completely. But again, I always say that the secret sauce to success is your failures, right? Because it teaches you what not to do when you try again. And so between that period, you know, on 2015, I landed the cover of Oxygen magazine as the first Latina. And from there, I had like a lot of experience on the media. And then I felt really comfortable to launch my own fitness app, which at the time was called Fit with Fabi. Okay. it was my husband and I, and funny part, it was one of our partners now. He helped launch it. And the day before New Year's, we were like working to like launch this thing.
Yeah.
And it did really well. But at one point, we couldn't grow it. We didn't have enough knowledge to grow it. And so it closed down. We considered it a failed business.
Yeah.
And so that was like 2015, 2016. And from there, I just took a break because it really killed my spirit somehow, you know?
Wasn't a lot of effort to do that? Like just to get the app, pay for the app, try to grow it. You're not seeing it working. Like, did you feel like it was a lot of effort, a lot of energy, and that led to it killing your spirit at the time?
Yeah, because, you know, I'm really big that everything that I do, I always give it 100%. I will never put out mediocre work. I will never put out anything that doesn't truly represent how passionate I am about the project or how much it means. So it really did, you know, take a lot from me. And at that point, I was even questioning. I was like, damn, like, am I really just meant to just take fitness as, you know, something chill that's like more like a hobby as opposed to like me trying to like grow it out there and show women how good it makes you feel and, you know, how much it can change your life and how much it did for me. And so I took that break to just kind of like work on myself mentally, go back again and untangle all those traumas that I have from my previous relationship, all my own personal, you know, issues that I struggled with. And but at the same time, like I never stopped putting content. I never stopped sharing about fitness. I never stopped working out. So yeah, I took it off the platform online, but I continued to like educate people, you know, because fitness, making or not making money, it's always been something I've been truly passionate about, especially connected with women. That's always been like my core.
Yeah. I have a question. So you have mentioned when you took that break that you went back to untangle some of the things that you went through. Do you know, like, how did you, like, untangle some of that? Like, what did you do?
Yeah, you know, I never, it wasn't till, I want to say 2020, because it's 2021, right? Yeah. It wasn't till 2020 that I started openly sharing about, you know, the physical and domestic, the physical and mental abuse that I went through in my relationship. Yeah. And when people around me talked about like abuse, it just like, it made me anxious. It like stressed me out. It just made me feel some type of way in a sense that it's really hard to explain, but it's like when you experience something like that, you somehow feel shameful about it, you know, because you feel as though you could have done more, but you didn't. Yeah. Or you always say, you know, like it was my fault or I deserved it. And it's like, even though that's not the case, but this is the story that you kind of like play in your head. And so I never felt comfortable to speak about it, you know, but I'm really big also on like reading like personal development books. And through all those books that I've read in the past, you know, like I realized that it's not until you openly start sharing those things that you start going through that healing process, you know? So I started little by little speaking about it. And I started, you know, you have to also start with people that you trust. Yeah. And so I started speaking with Matt a little more about it. And then I started speaking more to my sister. My sister's a life coach. She's actually the Queen Warrior coach. And so I started speaking to my sister about it. And so when I felt comfortable, you know, I was like, okay, it's my time. You know, it's my time to share it to the world. But it's funny because when I had my daughter, I did my first interview as a mom of three. And I held back that part of the story. And towards the end, you know, I was asked, is there anything else that you want women to know about you?
Yeah.
And I said, no. But you don't understand, like, that really, like, messed me up in my head. Because I've always taken pride in being very transparent and very honest.
Yeah.
Very raw. And I felt like I was lying to my community because I didn't share more about me, you know? And from there, I was just like, no, Fab, like, that's not fair. That's not right. Like you could be changing so many other women's lives, but here you are still ashamed almost 9 years, such a long time. And here you are still carrying this guilt.
Yeah.
You know, and then from there, it was just like, I started, you know, my healing, you know, I started sharing it and openly speaking about it.
Yeah. I think that's so beautiful. Like, I just love that. I love self-reflections. Right. And so even in that moment when you took, you're like, I was in an interview and they asked if there's anything else I wanted to share. And I said, no. And like how that may have like bothered you after and why it may have bothered you after. And now to being like, well, I want to share my story. I want people to know this because I think this is why, like, I just like to bring on different guests. And like hear more, like I love the success. I love what people are doing, right? But I always want to hear like, well, what were the things they went through? Like what happened in your life? Cause I just think that's so important, right? And even you talking about like the app that, you know, for you wasn't as successful as you wanted it to be, but then still coming back, right? I agree that people see like all the success on Instagram, but they don't know like what people went through, what were their sufferings, what were their dark nights. And I always love to bring guests on to kind of talk about those, some of those parts of themselves, because I feel like it's not just our successes that make us who we are. It's what we've been through.
Yeah.
So you being able to like share what you've been through and some of the things that may eat at you, I'm just like, that's just sharing who you are to the person, and sharing like all of you is sharing like a raw piece of you. And I know personally that I know that your interview right now is helping a selfish babe go through something, because we're all at different points in our lives, you know, mm-hmm. in our lives. And so it's like different people are going through different things. And so I just love your self-reflection. I love your honesty, and keep on sharing, because I know it's definitely going to continue to help people. Like, you know, you share your before and afters, you share like, your love of your husband and your family, and it's just your personality that really exudes even in the program. So we're going to get to Fabiana's Queen Warrior program, but even in your program, I'm like, we're doing a workout and you're like, okay, well, this is like the I don't know what the term is, like the lower level or the easier level or whatever. And so I love working out with you when I work out with you.
When I work out, you're like, like that.
Because, like, you know, we could be, you know, doing a thing, like we on the jumping squats or whatever. And even you get tired sometimes. And you're like, okay, I'm going to take it down here. This is what we're doing right now. And I love that. Because for me, it's just like, okay, she's human too. You know, we have different levels. And it's, but you still show up and do it. And like sometimes you play some really good music, by the way, really good music selections. You be having fun and whining and just chatting and talking. And I just love it. I feel like your personality really exudes when you are showing up for your community. Like you said, you get to chat, you get to talk, you really get to connect to the person on the other screen. And I feel like you, like, continuing to do the work that you're doing, especially like the way that you're doing it, reaching millions. I mean, I'm just going to speak. I don't know if it's millions yet, but at some point, reaching millions of women around the world through the screen, like through the internet, we can connect to so many other people. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, the in-person is great. And maybe at one point you're like, hey guys, once a year, we're going to have a 3-day retreat and we're going to have a Fabiana on stage. We're going to have hundreds of queen warriors. And that may just be a once a year meetup because people will love to pay for that. But just the fact that you took it online and built up the platform online, because I know that shit is not easy. And then getting people to opt in and just try it, see how you like it. And then sharing the real results, you can connect to so many people globally, because some people may not be, where are you living right now?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Some people may not be there. And I'm in Atlanta. You know what I'm trying to say? But it's like, I can see you. Or I can see what you're doing. And it's like somebody could be all the way in Nigeria. Somebody could be even in fucking Honduras right now watching you. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And so I just love the power of the internet and being able to connect to people that way. And so I just think it's such a blessing that you were able to keep on going and shifting to say, okay, something's got to work. And it's working. Yeah. And I love it. And I love the Queen Warrior program. And I know we want to get into that, because I know my selfish parents are like, well, what the fuck is the Queen Warrior program? I'm talking about it. Let's get into that. Like, what is the Queen Warrior program? How would you like describe it?
So the Queen Warrior program, it is a women's only live workout program that helps everyday women look and feel amazing, you know, and the way we do that is we're covering mind, body, and everything. You know, we go from HIIT workouts to dance workouts to fashion and beauty segments to mindset coaching to yoga. So we offer a wide variety of different classes.
Yeah,
that help a woman become their better self, right? Because you don't want to become someone new. No, I want you to bring out the best version of yourself, because we have it, because it's already within us.
Hey, selfish babe, if you've been wanting to lose weight, get in shape, feel better about your body, I highly, highly recommend joining the Queen Warriors program by Fabiana Ferrarini. Work out from home, from the TV, your phone, or laptop. I love the HIIT workouts, and they even have yoga, dance, fitness, styling, nutrition, and affirmations. I don't like going to the gym, and I want to make sure I stay healthy. Super affordable. You can be a selfish babe that wants a surgery body without the surgery, or maybe you're the selfish babe that got the surgery and you want to keep it looking nice. Either way, this program is perfect. Go to queenwarriorselfishbabe.com to get your 7-day free trial, or click the link in the show notes. Love you guys. Mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, selfish babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable, and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you.
Yeah.
So that's what Queen Warrior is. It's for everyday women just looking to feel and look good.
Yes. And why did you choose the words Queen Warrior?
Oh man, so Queen Warrior, it's a funny story, because girl, Queen Warrior is who I wanted to be when I started my journey back in 2011.
Yeah.
You know, like you always, like when it comes to like fitness or anything in life, you need always a goal to work towards to, yeah. right? Something that you look forward to.
Yeah.
Because you want it to have a beginning and an end somehow, right? And so when I started my journey, because I was depressed, I was dark, I was in a very bad state of mind, I said, you know what? I want to be a queen warrior. I want to be, you know, with the heart of a queen. I'm sorry, with the heart, with the mind of a queen and the heart of a warrior. Like, I wanted to be strong. I wanted to be, you know, sassy, fierce, bold, unapologetic. I wanted to embody and become something that I wasn't at that time.
Yeah.
And so that's where Queen Warriors was born. So it's been something that's been like with me since I started my journey. And yeah. so when I had the perfect opportunity to launch my life workouts during the pandemic, because Queen Warriors was born and just like shown off to the world in March 23rd of 2020, when we started our pandemic, you know, I was like, when Matt asked me, because he's my business partner, he was like, so what do you want it to be named? And I was like, we're going to name it Queen Warriors.
Yeah.
And that's how the name was born. So Queen Warriors is not just a life. It's not a workout. It's who we embody to be. It's who we are. It's what we want to work towards to become, you know? So it has a very deep, powerful meaning. I mean, I even got it like tattooed in my arm, because girl, like this means so much to me, you know? It's something that I'm extremely passionate, and I feel like a lot of women, like this is like that queen warrior, it's already within us, like the warrior, the hustler, the go-getter, the never settling, you know, the going after all the things that you want to accomplish, the bold, the sassiness, the apologetic. Like, we already have that already within us, you know. Yeah. We just got to stop being our own roadblock, and you realize that all along we've been the ones stopping ourselves from our greatness, because we're meant for greatness. I mean, girl, we bring life into this world. And if that's not enough to remind you of how amazing and magical you are, I mean, shit. You know, people walking around be like, yeah, we brought them into this world, you know? So it's like, that's freaking powerful.
Yes. I had an event in Atlanta a few months back in June or July, and it's called Pussy Power. I have another business called Goddess Detox. It's a spiritual women's wellness company. And I have a vaginal wash called Pussy Power, and it has all natural rose quartz crystals in it, as along with affirmations on the bottle dedicated to women's vaginas, pussies, whatever. And in there, I was telling them, we were doing some yoga at the time, and I was like, Pussy Power, it's not just about like physically. Yeah, physically we can bring babies. And I tell them, literally, if you sit and think for a moment, that without you, the world would not exist. Like, without you, the world would not exist. Like, right. We have to remind ourselves about that, because it's like, literally, without you, the world would not exist. And when you start thinking like that, and you're believing in your power, and you're believing that you're powerful, you're able to do things more that you really wanted to do. You're able to think better for yourself. But again, it, like you mentioned, it goes back to the mind and what you believe about yourself, which is why I even like, I think in the beginning of some of the workouts, you start with affirmations. Yeah. And you can have your sister as the life coach who does the affirmations, which is so important, which is why even with Selfish Babe in my app, like, the affirmations are just so important, because people don't understand, or I'm getting people to understand the power of our language, the power of our words, and the power of our beliefs, and how those mindset shifts can really shift our thinking and the way that we show up. And in the way that we show up, we start magnetizing more of the things that we want. We start going after the things that we want, versus it's like not feeling powerful, not feeling like, you know, people want to support you. And it's just like, you act that way, but some people are not aware, like, you're thinking that, which is why you're acting like this, which is why this is showing up in your reality. How can we shift it, right? Because we all come from different circumstances. But I love hearing everybody's journey, because especially if I see somebody from the bottom, come the fuck up, I'm like, bitch, I can fuck. If you can do a bitch, I can do a bitch. All right. That's all I need, okay? Love seeing those stories, because I know that anything is possible. Yeah. And I want my Selfish Babes to believe that anything is possible. And I'm sure you want your Queen Warriors to believe that anything is possible.
Yeah. Because like I always say, it's like the mind is such a powerful tool, right? And one of the things that like I've learned and I love to always reiterate is like the mind doesn't know how to tell the difference between reality and imagination. Yeah. So it's like, maximize the shit out of that. Like, start putting in your head, where do you see yourself? What are you looking like? Where are you? How are you feeling? You know, and yeah, it's like, the more you start to tell yourself this story, like, you are the author of your story. It becomes your reality, because you will attract nothing but positivity. Nothing but you're going to align yourself to where you want to be. So that's one of the things that, you know, it's the core of what Queen Warriors is. It's affirmation. It's not just working on your body, but it's also working on your mind primarily, you know, because if you're moving, your body is changing. But if your mind ain't moving, girl, you ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? And that's what people don't realize. Like, don't skip on the mind, because your body, you know, you want your body to look a certain way, because if this changes, but this hasn't, like, forget about it. Yeah. You'll never enjoy, you know, your physical appearance.
No, I totally agree with that. And for my selfish faith, was saying, I really love Fabiana's program, because I already told you guys, I don't really like going to gym. I used to do that every once in a while back in college. I work from home. I like working from home. I have a warehouse. I don't like going to a warehouse. I like being at my house. I just love my house. And so for me, when I saw that I could like log in and like, there's already like hundreds of videos, even the dance videos or like the HIIT workouts. I really love the HIIT workouts. It's my favorite. I'm just like, oh, I can just like click and watch something right now and do something right now. And I've been also really liking your express workouts, girl, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
35 minutes. I'm happy. And so this is what I'm telling my selfish face. I love the program because they're quick. There's something for everybody. And it's just like, for the people that may be scared to go to the gym or have to think if they have to get equipment, Fabiana is showing you that you don't really need a lot of equipment. There's some workouts where it's nothing but the body. There's some workouts where maybe it's a water bottle, maybe it's the bands, maybe it's a broom, you know what I'm trying to say, or a chair. And so it's just that we have these things at our house. And so I really love Fabiana's program, because when she says really made for the everyday woman, she's not lying. And there's been some really amazing results before and afters that she posts on her Instagram, Fabiana Ferrarini. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to have her Instagram link below above in the show notes. But I just think it's beautiful. I love the way that she is herself in the workouts. I love how she's so relatable. And I had a question. How the fuck do you show up 3 times a week? Like, I'm still, okay, when I told you, like, when I work out to when I work out, right? So I'm working up to working out more. But I'm not the person myself. I know I can log in and work out, and I love that. But how do you do that? You know what I'm trying to say? Because I know you have a passion for it, but, like, what keeps you motivated to, like, on those days where you're just like, I don't feel like it today?
Listen, I got to tell you, right, because, like, it's funny because sometimes prior, like, I'm a mom, like, and my kids sometimes misbehave, and sometimes you know, they gotta get in trouble or whatever, like, I'm doing that before, like, workout. Sometimes, you know, they start acting up before my class, and it's like, you know, you get into like a shitty mood, and then it's like, okay, I gotta show up. But it's like, that doesn't, like, because I show up, it doesn't mean that right before my class, like, I wasn't having a shitty day or I wasn't dealing with my own personal things. But as a leader, as an influencer, it's my responsibility to be the example I want other women to be. It's my responsibility to be the change I want to see in other women's lives. And if I'm preaching consistency, dedication, but I'm half-assing it, I can't expect my queens to show up, you know? So for me, show up 3 times a week, it's my responsibility. It's my piece of, you know, work that I'm doing to be able to change other women's lives, you know? So I take a lot of pride in being able to stop what I'm doing by 7 p.m. and be right in front of that camera at 7:15 to teach my class, to be high energy, to be 100, and to be ready to pour into every woman's life. Because, like I said, like, I feel like, and I know Queen Warriors, it's a project blessed by God. And I know that it's helping so many other women on the other side, you know, the ability to be able to, like, connect, like you say, from the comfort of your home. You don't even have to go. Listen, I always say, show up with no bra, girl. If you don't want to wear a bra, don't wear a bra. If you want to be in your panties and no, and whatever, like, this is like a no judgment place. Like, you're working out, having fun, connecting with women all over the world, and just like, just having a ball. And I feel like, you know, what my why as to why, like, I show up. Yes, it's my Queen Warriors, but it's also the energy that I get, like, in these chats. It's like, I don't see y'all, but I could feel y'all. And it's just, like, so uplifting. And it's just such an amazing community of women. And it's definitely, like, it allows you to know that you're never alone in your journey.
Yeah.
You know, and I also love working out. Assists gotta be snatched too. You know what I mean? So it's like, y'all not gonna be the only ones with these transformations, you know?
Okay, ma'am. And yeah, man. And you look good. I'm gonna tell everybody, Fabiana looks good. Okay. She be showing off her body on Instagram, walking around. Okay, looking all cute. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Let them know that you can have your kids and you can be fine as fuck as well. But I want to say thank you, Fabiana, for joining the Selfish Babe, Selfish Talk podcast. I truly appreciate it. We truly appreciate your energy. What is the website people can go to register?
Yeah, so if it makes it easier, they can go on to the Queen Warriors, my Instagram, Fabiana_Farini.
Yeah.
And then also go to queenwarriors.com to sign up. Okay. We have so many exciting things going on right now. You know, we're having a free day, the 7-day free trial, which for women, a lot of times, you know, they want to try out if it's something for them.
Yeah.
And so this is the perfect opportunity for you to try it and see, you know, if this is like something you want to do. And I promise you that you're going to love it. So for all the ladies out there that want to try something working out from the comfort of the home with other women, go to queenwarriors.com, sign up, take advantage of that 7-day free trial. And y'all can meet me tonight for class.
I say.
But also, we have like a whole, like you said, we have an archive of like workouts. So like we have women all over the world, different time zones. So it's like you can always catch the replays unlimited time. And of course, like you say, that express workout comes clutch. When you got to be in and out, you know?
Exactly. Thank you so much, Fabiana. We appreciate you. Is there any last thing that you want to leave our Selfish Babes with today?
You know, I just want to say to all the ladies out there that just continue to, you know, work on yourself. You know, working on yourself, healing comes in different ways. And whatever makes you feel good, go for it. You know, continue to make yourself a priority. Don't feel guilty that, you know, you're a mom and you're taking care of yourself, you know, don't feel guilty. Make yourself a priority and always remember that we women are powerful and that bad bitch is already within you, girl. Already there. Just bring her out. Stop doubting yourself, you know?
Ashe, thank you so much, Fabiana. We appreciate you so, so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe, Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community. Follow @selfishbabes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram @AlinieGayElsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.